Hey Rod, are you ready to go balls deep in sports?
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Balls Deep with Rod and Justin. You know, the Blackout Tips premium podcast selection where we talk about a whole bunch of sports. I am joined, as always, by the homie Jay Trill. What up, Jay Treezy?
Bless you.
Bless you too, brother. I also have, a person that's been on the show many times. Karen, what's up?
Hi, how y'all doing?
Got off work for a very for a nooner version of Balls Deep.
Mm-hmm.
Now of course you have to play the theme song, can't just go Balls Deep without warming it up first, so let me see what I got here.
How deep?
You know how when I go in the ball pit at Cheesy Charlie's and I sink all the way down to the bottom and you can't find me?
That deep?
That's right, Dad. I'm talking about balls deep, try positive traits, give a pound into a feeling, make us out my salivate. Heat time,
are you listening?
We're not talking, just the tipping.
Thank you, Scottie Pippen.
No problem. Just here dropping off an application. Players in my day didn't make as much as they do today.
Huh, sorry to hear that.
Where was I?
I'm talking about balls deep in love.
Yo, quick question real quick. Mm-hmm. So you know how we discussed this one time, how we, when this show first came out, we felt like the writers were white, not necessarily in touch.
Yes.
How did they get that song green lighted for an episode?
I don't know.
Like,
man,
you got to be the head writer. Like, how do you get not just the tip in? Like yeah, that whole, and it was about Tyra.
I routinely see stuff on that hour where I'm just like, yo, Seth MacFarlane got a a black card as far as it comes to like what he can get on TV. Cause I saw something last night where like it had nothing to do with more at all, but it was like a group of people gathered to go to Peter's house because he was using the Nielsen boxes to change TVs.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Oh.
And Mort just walked out of his house and was like, oh, an angry mob of people. I had to swallow all my valuables and leave. And then he opened up like a box of jewelry, swallowed it. And then he grabbed one of those, those, non-candle holder things that they use for Hanukkah. He put it on his back and then like flame shot out. He rocketed to the bank. Two other Jewish people that would look like Orthodox Jews were also at the top of the bank. And he was like, did you guys come here because you saw the angry mob? And they were like, of course I saw the mob. And I was like, that's so racist. It had nothing to do with anything. It's just, he can do whatever the fuck he want now, man. He's probably bored.
What other racism,
right,
can I implement?
Yeah, it's like I'm gonna do whatever I can to try to get my shit cut, like taken off the air. But it was like, oh, that shit's funny, we'll pass it.
Right.
Fuck.
Right, but this is like sexually overt.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I think he's trying to get banned.
I mean, even with this song right here that I'm talking about, like, it's just sexually overt. It's
no.
Yeah, I saw another one where Chris was flirting with Lois. I mean, with what is the mom's name? Is it Lois Griffin? Is that her name? Mm-hmm. Whatever. He was messing with the mom, and Stewie and Brian were making a joke, and it was like, wow, looks like Chris has a crush on he was dating a chick that looked just like Lois, and he's like, looks like Chris is dating a chick that looks just like his mom. And fucking Stewie was like, yeah, I guess he's trying to get a little Etta pussy. And then Brian was like, whoa, we can say that? And then it went to, like, he was like, yeah, I guess. And just went to the next scene. I was like, yeah, they just bored, dog.
Yeah.
Speaking of being bored, a lot of stuff happened in sports today. This week. But my favorite thing to start off the week was Rex Ryan completely blowing it. They had a exhibition game, preseason game, and you know, game three is supposed to be like your, you know, trial run really of your, of what, who you're gonna start and what kind of offense you're gonna run and all this stuff. Well, it did not go well for Rex and the boys. He started Geno Smith, who people for a while have been wondering what was gonna happen with that, because everybody kind of agrees at this point that Mark Sanchez is well, not even everyone agrees. A lot of people think he's run his time, run his course. And me personally, I think he's kind of a walking joke for a quarterback.
Yes, he is. Yeah,
he's always the butt.
Yeah, right.
Of people jokes.
Literally the butt.
Yeah, falling into that that ass of that lineman did not help at all.
Yeah.
Like that fumble he lost up his boy's crack, that was a really bad look, and it's one of the top bad replays of all time.
Of course.
So, according to this, Geno Smith got the start. He played like three quarters or something like that. And then they put Mark Sanchez in the fourth, which a lot of coaches do with their backup quarterbacks. I'm not sure what people think Mark Sanchez is at this point, but Mark Sanchez came in and got hurt. So immediately people start questioning Rex Ryan, because they're like, if you're not saying that Mark Sanchez is the backup, what the fuck is he doing in the game when the backups are in the game? Because you got really your starting quarterback hurt in a meaningless, you know, part of the game. Right. Mm-hmm. Where everybody's desperate. You got your third and fourth string guys out there on both sides that aren't going to make the team more than likely. Mm-hmm. You have linemen protecting your, you know, top paid player, and those linemen are probably not going to get cut next week, you know. So people were very upset. Well, he gave a press conference that I thought was pretty good. Let me see if I can play it.
Hey, again, you know, we're going to compete all the way through.
Hold on, let me get some volume. This isn't loud enough. Just take 1 second. But yeah, it was a pretty good press conference. Here we go. Start this bad boy over.
Hey, again. You know, we're gonna compete all the way through.
Is that a yes or a no, Rex? Does he have a chance?
Hey, I'll make that call.
I'm just asking.
I don't have to answer a question. I answer it the way I said. And from day one, I said, we will make the announcement of a starting quarterback when we think it's the appropriate time. Not when this person or this person or this person. Now, maybe that person, but that's about it.
Say that he has a chance.
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country. I answer if I can answer it 100 times. Here, I'll stand backwards and answer the question. I'm going sideways. At the appropriate time, we'll make that the announcement when I think it's the appropriate time. Yes, Brian.
Oh, he did it from side to side.
Yeah, it was just a weird thing, because like it really does give you the idea that he knows he fucked up. Like, to me, I think a lot of people liked him because he's so animated and emotional and charismatic as far as being funny and stuff, but I always thought he was a little bit suspect as a coach, and I thought he got a pass because he's charismatic and he talks to the media.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like, that team started off really good that 1 year, and they've underachieved ever since then.
Yes, they have.
You know, they pretty much rolled the fucking carpet out for the Patriots to get into the lead the division and go into the playoffs every single year. So, yeah, I was just like, you know, long time coming. I felt like this shit right here is one of those times, though, where people will see it as a fireable offense, but I honestly don't think it was.
Me either.
Yeah, I don't think he should get fired, because I think the only reason people want him to get fired is because they still think Mark Sanchez is the starting quarterback, and he's not.
Well, it's also crazy because those are the same people that don't want Mark Sanchez. They don't want him to be the starter.
Right.
But they assumed he was going to be the starter.
Right.
So it's kind of, you're getting what you're wanting and you're unhappy about it. It makes no sense.
Yeah. When do I put him in the game then?
Yeah.
Because he's not the starter. So do I never put him in the game? I mean, how valuable do y'all think he is?
And if he can't learn to fall down, I mean, who is that Rex's fault, really?
Ah.
Right.
But the other thing is, I love the side interview because it made me think he's preparing to do Subway commercials with all the weight loss.
Yeah, he did lose some weight, man. I felt like he was flossing. Yeah.
Like he was, like he really, that's really what it was about.
Yeah, I can move around without losing my breath. Y'all watch me to the left, to the right.
Like that's really what that was about. It really had nothing to do with him trying to, turn his back on the sideline. Because he really just wanted to show y'all, like, look, I'm slimming up. I'm about to get these new, Subway commercials. Get like me.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny because, and I say this all the time, especially in New York, that fucking spin cycle, that love affair where New York, when you first get to New York, they love everybody. Mm-hmm. Oh, Tim Tebow, you're the greatest ever because you're playing in the best city of all time, New York City. Oh, Carmelo, we love you. It's New York City, baby. Oh, yeah, you'll never see the bright lights like this. And then the second that you start losing this shit, all of a sudden it's like, you're a fucking bum, Rock. Get out of here. And that's what he's experiencing, man. The same thing happens to all of them. When Sanchez got drafted, remember how they were rolling out the red carpet for that dude?
Yep.
You know?
I think the thing is, man, the other thing is when he first got to the Jets, he had a better coaching staff surrounding him. And over time, people have gotten offered positions for better coaching opportunities. And when you replace them, a lot of times it's not your core staff. And so that also affects their wins. Now, do they have a team that was going to be successful? No, because they have a lot of issues, especially on offense. But I think he's still a good head coach. I think just the fact that now he doesn't have the core team he originally had, I think that shows more than anything.
See, I think he's always been a questionable coach. He might be a better coordinator than a coach, which happens a lot in the NFL, where you have a specialty, is what you do well, but you end up getting yourself in a position where, you know, because you're successful, people start immediately being like, well, what's next for you? And you can get more money, more fame, more respect being a head coach. But being a head coach to me is more like being a manager, you know, like
I'm
like, yeah, it's like this now I'm not actually the defensive coordinator. I have to hire a defensive coordinator, and if I am over the defense like tooth and nail, it makes that defensive coordinator seem like he has no authority or can't do his job.
True.
So it's like being a coach, being a good coach is harder than being a good coordinator, because you don't really get to be like, you know, a dictator in the way that you were on a, you don't get to micromanage, I don't think.
Nope.
As well, or else you undercut the authority of everybody, and that's just as bad, you know?
Yeah, because then what's the point of having all those people? And I think that's why I said, I guess that kind of coincides with what I said, is that he lost those key people.
Yeah.
And on offense, he never had that person that ran the offense maybe like they should have.
Yeah, that offense was always terrible. And he's a good defensive coordinator, but like, I always thought, like, they've had seasons where the defense has been suspect too under him.
True.
So it's not even like he can like put that stamp out there like, well, I'm a D coordinator, so the defense will always be good. We just need to get the offense together. Like, they've had years where both parts of the team just sucked. It's just like, wow, dude, this is bad. But yeah, I just think this might be the last straw for that dude. This might be, I mean, not that one act, but this year, this season might be the last time we see him as head coach. Cause it's really, once you start blanking on the media, you have to perform.
Hey, yeah. He definitely had
and you got to win.
He definitely had a meeting with the owner after that press conference.
Right. Y'all definitely.
They definitely had a meeting.
Or even worse, he didn't have a meeting. You know what I'm saying? Like, normally we get together, we talk, shoot the shit. What do you think about the boys? And that night the owner was like, nah, I'm good.
You know, that's always too the thing about it when you're going through a rebuilding process and you're like, oh, we're getting this new quarterback, we're rebuilding. That also includes the leadership.
Yep. Yep.
That happens so many times. Bill Cowell left. So, you know, Pittsburgh got lucky. Mike Tomlin got lucky. But, you know, if Bill Cowell would have stayed, he would have got let go by Pittsburgh at some point.
Well, speaking of people getting let go, Johnny Manziel got in some trouble, Johnny Football. And this is what we talk about on the show all the time. The NCAA is out of control. I cannot believe they are sitting this man for a whole half. A half. He is going to miss
a season.
No. Half a season. Are you crazy? He is going to miss a whole half of the game against Rice, the first game of the year. He is going to miss that first half.
They sent him down for, why are you sending him down for 30, 45 minutes? That's dumb.
I know. It's too harsh. They need to pay the players if they're going to do stuff like this, because it's not fair for a kid to miss 30 minutes of football action in the opening game of the season.
What point are they trying to prove here? I mean, what did he do? What rules did he break? Are they pissed because they couldn't find him signing shit? So they're like, well, we got to do something. You don't have to do nothing. Am I the only one confused by this?
They accuse him of possibly signing autographs and getting paid. They didn't really have a paper trail. I don't know what they caught him doing, but they weren't able to actually, you know, say that they caught him. But they were able to have him come in, had a 5-hour meeting with the NCAA. So that's 6 times more than the suspension will be for. And he had the 5-hour meeting. And at the end of it, they concluded that he had done something that was deserving of a half a game suspension. So
by whose standards? Their standards. We don't know what you did. We know you did something. We can't prove what you did, but we know you did something. So we going to suspend you just because we got the right and the authority to?
You know, I was always under the auspice that the people that worked for the NCAA just didn't like athletes. Mm-hmm. And that's why they were so, attempted to be as diligent at their job as they could.
No.
But I think the person that got this case is actually a fan of college football. And he was like, fuck.
Yeah.
Then he was like, wait, yes, I'll investigate this. I got this. Don't worry.
He's like, I actually got Rice plus 23. So if I could just get Manziel to sit for a half, I might have a shot at winning this bet.
And that's really, I think, what happened is this person is actually a fan of football for the NCAA, and it was like, well, I'm going to investigate it, but he didn't really investigate.
No, and I guess from my personal perspective, I think that the fans are angry, and some fans feel like they have to do something.
It's only about 3 people angry.
Yeah, nobody's mad.
Yeah, but whoever these people are must got some pull and some clout for them to go through all this trouble.
It's really not, Karen. This is one of those incidents where nobody really wants this guy to get suspended, even the NCAA.
Well, then why are you doing it? You don't have to.
Because they've set up a years of a hypocritical system that punishes kids for making any money off of their likenesses or, you know, their signatures, any of that stuff. So since the allegations were even brought up, they have to go through this paper court or whatever, and try to be like, look, we're looking into it. It's we're investigating it, the violation. We're gonna find out, get to the bottom. But at the end of the day, it hurts them to have a face of the NCAA. Which I think Johnny Manziel is right now.
Mm-hmm.
It hurts them for him to miss any time anyway. And they don't really have proof. So they have to walk away. And not to mention, this is not a Johnny Manziel issue. No, this is a NCAA issue.
Yes,
in the fact
is
that many, many, many athletes, past, future, and present, will be signing autographs, have signed autographs.
Mm-hmm.
Paid under the table for it. If they literally started busting people for this, the autograph signature companies are going to go out of business. The athletes that did this stuff in the past are going to start being investigated. They're going to have to take down some trophies, take down some pictures, they don't want to do that.
And my thing is this: you have nothing written, to the best of my knowledge, saying that they can't sign shit. I don't understand. It's
that you can't get money for signing shit.
Yeah.
And they're alleging that he got paid cash to sign these things.
You know, when discussing who's mad about this, who do you think is the angriest? The guy that felt like, oh, Manziel going to be out for a few games, I get to start now?
No. That dude is the brother of another player on Texas A&M, right? He's only the backup quarterback. He's only there because they wanted his brother. So he's used to the idea of being tag along. Like, oh, okay, well, I guess y'all take me too, right? So he can't wait. He probably can't wait to get out of that game.
He don't really want to play.
Oh, he gonna be looking at that clock like, come on, take it down.
I don't know, man. At some point, you do want to go ahead and get off the bench.
I feel like that dude has no ego. He probably like, I'm getting a free ride because my brother good.
Yeah.
Like, he's like Blake.
Terrible.
He's like Blake Griffin's brother. Well, he's like, hey, y'all, I'm in the NBA. And people are like, yeah, you suck. Your brother's the good one. I don't care. Well, we're going to move you down to the NBDL. Cool with me.
As long as I'm getting paid.
The Terrell Pryor, but how you think the coach of the other teams feel? They're like, fuck, he actually going to play against us now.
Dude, all right, here's my group of people that's mad. Dudes that got suspended for lesser shit in the past.
And more time.
Like Terrell Pryor. Yep. Dez Bryant, even Cam Newton, who went through that year-long investigation. Like, I know those dudes are like, really? A half?
Chris Webber? You think Chris Webber?
Yeah, Chris Webber, Reggie Bush. Like, all these dudes gotta be like, hold up, man. A half? That's all this motherfucker's getting.
Did Bush ever turn the Heisman back in? Or is it still at his house?
I don't know.
It might be with the signature that he got paid for.
You're right. Yeah, he probably still got that shit. the other group of people I think is second mad. All black people who hate Johnny Manziel because they know it's a double standard because he's white.
Of course. That's why when you said half, that's why I was like half a season. I mean, because I was like half of a what?
Yeah, because it is definitely an Itwan at this point.
I'm not even mad at him for being white.
Oh, no, I'm not either.
I'm not either. Mad. This actually doesn't bother me at all, but.
Me either.
I won't lie to you. It's definitely an Itwan. If this was a nigga, he'll be missing games minimum.
Yeah, games.
We'll be having a discussion like, so when do y'all think Tyrese is gonna come back? You think, he'll be eligible for a bowl game or, there's definitely some, cause like white people all of a sudden developed a conscience about the NCAA because it was Manziel. I've never seen so many white people be like, it's not fair what they do to the kids. And
fair that they don't get paid. Yeah, they ain't never been getting paid. What are we talking about?
This isn't like thugs getting tattoos. I mean, if you can't make a little money on the side for your signature, it's like, yeah, okay. I know you guys, why you really care.
I want Tebow to come out and be like, when I was in Florida with Heyron, I signed a few things and got paid under the table too. And right. I wanted to clear my conscience. The Lord spoke to me and told me that this is what I needed to do.
Well, Tebow ain't no snitch. You know, I just don't think he would do that.
Me either, even if that was true.
He might have blessed a few communions and got away with that, you know, got some of that collection money. But, I don't really care. They suspended him half a game for an inadvertent violation, which means he had to confess to some bullshit. Like, yeah, I washed my car with the hose from the school. They're like, oh, okay, well, half a game. Is that fair? And you can leave. Well, I also took some money for, get out of here! You can go! Meeting over. I thought you wanted to know that I got paid to get it. Stop!
No, we don't even want to know. Beat it.
Shh. They kept putting their finger over his lips. Shh.
What about the time I had, you know, the 10 girls come right to the house?
Don't tell us nothing else. Don't
Coach
hired
some prostitutes. Get out! Get out! That's enough, Johnny Manziel.
Man, I'm telling you, this escort service at the college is
how you think
what they
number? How you think I paid for them front row tickets to the Suns game? Get out! I don't want to know how you paid. I just want you to play football and make money for the NCAA, okay? You put Johnny Football into the NCAA.com, your jersey comes up. Just shut up and get paid, dog. Did y'all hear about that, though? That's the new get around for the NCAA and these fucking hypocrites. Cause they've always been like, well, we sell the jerseys and the school. It's not about the player. It's not about the number on the back. It's about the name on the front. Did y'all know that they have jerseys that have football on the back for Texas A&M? Because people call him Johnny Football.
Mm-hmm. Well, y'all make
his number two jerseys.
Money off his likeness.
Yeah. They also have, South Carolina was doing this. They had Jadeveon Clowney's number and then the back of the jersey says Freak because everybody calls him the Freak. Like, man, isn't that fucked up? Like, a little bit? Yep.
No, it's more than a little bit.
Yeah, you ought to be making date. The player needs to be making money off. If you're going to sell this, they need a cut.
That's me showing up at Karen's job and being like, yeah, my last name is Morrow.
Right. You know what's funny, too, is, like, I was thinking, we're in the same country where people don't want motherfuckers to make a living wage if they work at McDonald's. So it kind of makes sense that there's a bunch of bitter, jealous, petty people that don't want to see athletes get paid to risk their bodies playing college football. Like, I can kind of understand. In a country where you think it's fair for a motherfucker to work 30 hours, 40 hours in a week and then have to eat, like, still be on government assistance just to eat.
Yep. And then work 40, 50 hours and barely get a $300 check.
If they let you work that many hours. They don't let you work that many hours because you might qualify for insurance.
That's right.
Circle of life, B. But, you know, the thing is, what's sad is that these same people complain about you getting government assistance.
Right.
But don't want you to make enough so you can get off of government assistance.
Yep. No, it's funny. Mario Balotelli is saying in the chat room, AJ Green got 4 games for selling a jersey. 1 jersey.
Well, you
like how mad is AJ Green when he sees a half for Man City? He got to be like, what? Well, are you kidding me?
Well, what about LeBron? He didn't even sell anything.
Well, LeBron never went to college.
No, but I'm saying in high school, remember, he got a few jerseys.
Oh, yeah.
He got some throwback jerseys that he probably never even wore.
Right. Just crazy,
and
man.
And they was like, we might have to kick you off of the high school team.
They want to make sure you do not profit off that talent, dude. It's like a pimp. Like, is that some money, bitch?
That's probably why LeBron was like, fuck college. Like, oh, y'all, this what y'all doing?
Right. That's why everybody that has the ability to say fuck college says fuck college.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If you're in a sport.
And the average person, if college wasn't a place where you get paid more for that piece of paper, average person would go fuck college if they could just skip all the bullshit and just go work and make money.
Well, I'll tell you who.
Although, it's nothing like going to college.
I'll tell you.
I agree, but still.
I'll tell you who tried to skip a lot of the bullshit.
Uh-oh.
Lamar Odom.
What's his middle name? I feel like
Kardashian.
I feel like we should be
Lamar Kardashian Odom.
Yeah, I feel like he's earned the title to get called by his middle name from now on.
Yeah, he had a week.
He had more than a week, bro.
This shit started on Sunday. As far as coming to everybody's purview, apparently he vanished. And his family and friends couldn't find him. So they started releasing press releases saying that he's been having a drug problem. They lost contact with him for like 72 hours. I guess he was going to try to say he had, amnesia, like Walt from Breaking Bad or some shit, but, he just disappeared. The main concern that people had was that he might have been hanging out while doing crack cocaine.
Crack is whack.
In 2013. Crack cocaine, y'all.
Everything other than some groupie got him tied up and he getting his freak on.
I thought everybody was doing the mollies.
Crack cocaine. Who? See, that's the thing. I have no.
Molly was made out of crack. That's how much I know about
heroin.
Drugs.
Molly's got heroin.
Heroin, okay.
It's amazing to me. Because I have no sympathy for anyone that tries crack after New Jack City, the movie, came out. You know better. There's not, like, what could make you think, like, crack could be cool again?
Even Boys in the Hood.
Every black movie from that. Even fucking Jungle Fever.
Menace to Society. I suck your dick.
Yeah. I smoked the TV, mama.
Yo, that dance he was
doing. Yeah, the gator dance.
I loved it.
Don't sleep on the gator dance. But yeah, that shit right there was just like, no, nope, nope, nope. I'm sorry. I can't roll with you on this one, Lamar. Crack cocaine, dude. Come on, man. Khloe Kardashian threw him out of the house Wednesday after attempting an intervention, which Lamar squarely rejected. You got to wonder if they got that on TV. Like, how much of this is for TV and how much of this is real life?
Oh, it's edited. I know one thing. I don't give a fuck how angry you are at me. You're not throwing me out of my house. It's my house.
Wonder whose house it really is.
That's the thing. It shit really might be her name.
We said I do is mine.
That's the problem with dating a woman with some money.
Yeah, because you know and she's smart. I guarantee her lawyer's like, no. This right here, you ain't getting this.
You give a woman some money, she like to lose her mind.
See, that's how you know Lamar Odom is not a real house husband.
Right. He don't have no control over his woman.
Message.
And I think the biggest reason why I said the house might not be his, because I remember Roderick read their agreement when they got married, and it had some stipulations in it. Well, it wouldn't surprise me if she was like, oh, you ain't getting this guy. This is literally my house. Get the fuck out.
Yeah, we were on top of this from the jump. Like, I remember reading their prenup, and I was like, oh, this nigga's stupid.
Yep.
Like, and part of the prenup was like, if they get divorced, he has to provide her cars and a monthly stipend.
You know what's
she
crazy?
Want a new car every month, by the way.
Whoever thought Chris Humphries had a better prenup than Lamar Odom?
I know, man.
Chris Humphries out here winning in life right now.
Yes, he is.
So they said apparently he tried to go to rehab last year in San Diego, but he bailed after just 3 weeks. Sources tell us Lamar has gone off the hinges since basketball season ended and he became a free agent. We're told his drug addiction is the core reason why his marriage to Chloe is falling apart. Everybody was worried. Now they like, and later on, like reports came out from Lamar's representatives that he was fine and nothing's wrong with him. Everything, nothing to see here. He's not on drugs. Everything's fine. Okay. There's just nothing to see here, guys.
All right.
So I was
keep
about to go.
Moving.
So what, Cam?
They were saying keep the traffic moving. I know it's a wreck out here, but don't pay no attention, right?
Right.
Okay.
So I was about to go and start Balls Deep. I have my homepage set up to Yahoo News. First fucking article I see. 1 hour ago. We're breaking news here, guys. Lamar Odom arrested on suspicion of DUI.
Well, damn, sir.
Nothing to see here, though, right?
Mm-mm.
Everything's going to be all right. Everything is fine.
It is. That car wreck you seen, I know it caused another car wreck, but there's nothing to see here.
I got to stand up for Lamar.
Yeah, go ahead, brother, because I knew that I was like, I don't want to railroad this dude. You know, I need somebody here that can relate to a person that might do some crack in 2013. And I said, let's get Justin on the show because he'll know what to say. So go ahead, brother.
I understand what Lamar is going through right now. And here's the thing. He fucked up when he first said I do. But we passed that. We moved on.
Yeah, shit happens.
Few seasons down in. And he got tired of it, wanted him a slimmer woman. He got tired of being the one with married to the thick Kardashian, and he went found him a slim, small, petite woman, and so the Kardashian machine was like, "Oh, well, we can't have it that he out here cheating. We got to ruin his reputation and get rid of him. We can't just have an amicable split. We saw that with Kim; it didn't work. You can't just do the amicable split. I have to make him be crazy first. So, you know, first they spread the rumors of the drugs, the crack. Go to it. Go get yourself checked in. Lamar thought he was going to take another family trip."
Right.
Realized the beds weren't long enough. These twin beds in here. You know, he thought they was going to Cabo or something like that. He kept waiting on the rest of the family to show up. By the time he realized what was going on, he was like, shit, I'm out of here. Then we already know that they contact paparazzi anytime they go anywhere.
Right.
What's the difference between contacting paparazzi after you had a few drinks or contacting 911?
Right. It's the same thing.
Right. You know, Lamar Odom's having lunch at such and such hotel. They're out celebrating whatever it is they're celebrating. You know he's been drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Let me call 911.
Well, it makes sense to me.
And Kanye tried to warn him.
NBA player and Kardashian husband Lamar Odom was arrested early Friday morning on suspicion of driving under the influence. The California Highway Patrol has confirmed. Early Friday morning. According to CHP report, Odom's white Mercedes was observed driving in a serpentine manner on the 101 freeway. When officers pulled Odom over, he showed objective signs of intoxication and was unable to perform the field sobriety test.
Oh, so he was toe up. Yeah. So he was driving like a snake down the road then?
I guess so. I guess so.
I wouldn't take that test either.
Of course not.
Well, both of them, you lose your license. But if I refuse to take the test, you can't technically prove I'm guilty of it. They both of you lose your license, but at least if I refuse to take it, I can go to court and we can fight it in court.
He was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence, but refused to submit the chemical test. In California, that refusal means his license will be suspended for at least 1 year. Odom, who last played for the Los Angeles Clippers, married reality show star Khloe Kardashian in 2009, and the two starred in an E! Reality series based off of their marriage, Khloe and Lamar, has been on hiatus since 2012. Media reports have speculated that Odom has a serious drug problem and his marriage to Kardashian was in trouble. Odom was suspended by the NBA for violating its anti-drug policy twice in 2001. Odom's representative did not respond to the rap's request for comment. So, wow. And, you know, the thing for me is I felt like he was out of control when he married a Kardashian.
Mm-hmm. After a month?
That's a sign. You know what I mean? Like, people waiting on the crack to show up. I'm like, he's on something. Because that's crazy to marry one of those women. I understand, and you know, and I'm not even going to get into Khloe being ugly and shit, because honestly, I don't think she's ugly. I just think she's got two of the finest sisters on the planet, and that's just unfortunate for her. You know, because she's like 7 feet tall almost or some shit.
Yeah, she's a tall woman.
Yeah, like she's just a big, big woman, and I don't mean like big fat. I mean just a big person. She's tall. Like when she's standing next to Lamar Odom, who's 7 feet tall, you don't feel like he's 7 feet tall. That's how tall she is.
Yep.
And her sisters are like little fucking purse puppies.
Little
like
hobbits.
Yeah. Like purse dogs and shit. Like they you know, little petite motherfuckers. So it makes sense that Lamar Odom or whatever, it makes sense to me that, you know, Lamar Odom feels like she's attractive enough, she's nice enough, I'm gonna get with her. But she's a Kardashian. She films everything. These motherfuckers are filming their shit. That's not normal, dog.
No, that's not.
Who steps into that situation? Like, I don't care how bad a chick is. If she's like, yeah, I think we should be together. You should move in with me. I love you. I'm like, oh, that's what's up. Hey, here's the only thing. I want to film every fucking thing you ever do. Like every thought you have, every argument we have, every discussion we have, I want a camera crew in the room and they're going to edit that footage and put it on TV. Man, fuck you. You got to be crazy to sign up for that. And it's going to make you do drugs.
And you know, we talked about this. I wasn't going to bring it up, but
yeah.
Can you believe out of the two, did you ever think in your life that Metal World Peace would be the sane one?
Yeah.
Did you ever think, like when they be Queensbridge in the house, all this?
Yep.
When Meta thinking his therapist,
mm-hmm.
The one who got him through, name change and all, he's the one that's sane.
Yep, that's crazy, man. The NFLPA, speaking of Heron Hernandez, the NFLPA is going to bat for his unpaid bonus.
They should.
As expected, the NFLPA has filed a grievance against the Patriots in an attempt to recover bonus money New England owes Aaron Hernandez. It's an icky situation considering Hernandez may have killed a person or three, but a contract is a contract. You know, the thing about this that's crazy to me is the reason that the Patriots probably feel like they can get away with not paying him his money is because the NFL was so adamant about erasing this dude from the fucking history books of the NFL.
Yes.
Like, they've had other people. I mean, you got Dante Stallworth, who had manslaughter, driving drunk and killed a man.
That dude from Carolina Panthers years ago.
Yeah, Ray Carruth. But literally, if you search Aaron Hernandez, there's a blank page. Nothing comes up because they erased his stats. It's like he never existed. So, yeah, the Patriots are like, I'm going to give it a shot. I'm not going to pay him. He never existed. Why do I owe you anything?
He never played the game.
That is the Patriot way. I don't know why people are surprised.
Mm-hmm. I'm not, and it wouldn't surprise. Honestly, it would not surprise me if they win. They were like, "You can't go around killing people and still expect to get paid."
Here's the thing: the Patriots really never got caught up in what they were doing prior to Spygate.
They did the smart thing.
But before Spygate, I wonder how much evil shit they've done and got away with it.
Yeah, a lot.
A lot. Yeah.
A lot. I'm sure of it. $82,000 is the amount of money. Which, if you think about it in terms of the NFL, ain't shit.
Yep.
But they decided, fuck you, I'm not paying you.
But in prison, 82,000 can go a long way.
That's a lot of oatmeal cream pies, dude.
Yes, it is.
A lot of OCPs.
You think his booty hole a little safe when he get that money on his books?
I think his booty hole probably safe no matter what, because he's a killer. He did, until he was, he was due that money for showing up for off-season workouts. He did until he was arrested June 26th and charged with murder of Odin Lloyd. That bonus was payable on August 1st, but when the Patriots didn't cut a check, the NFLPA stepped in. The union statement made it clear that it's procedural, not personal. On behalf of all players, it is our responsibility to protect the rights and the collective bargaining agreement. We are not tone deaf to what the allegations are in this case, but for the benefit of all players, there are important precedents that we must protect. So.
Yeah, and even if they do pay, he's not getting paid the whole amount because he didn't come to every practice.
Well, he tried, and they locked him out.
That's right, because your ass got arrested.
No,
Karen, no.
Oh.
He was free. Yeah, this is before he even got arrested. He tried to come to the facility like nothing
was wrong. Oh, so he tried
to
show, we do not want the police busting our doors down to arrest you. Get out of here.
What kind of security escorts a man who murdered people before?
Oh, they don't escort you. They put bars and chains around the door when you walk, before you walk up, so nobody got them security people was not dealing with him.
Yeah, that $9.50 an hour. Couldn't have been enough that day. It couldn't. But they're like, Ron, Leroy, walk him out to his car. I'll be looking at you like, man, you can have my badge. What I'm supposed to do with this flashlight? This dude kills niggas.
And I bet you when they passed the word down, they was like, we letting y'all know he's not allowed in here tomorrow. They was like, oh, we got 24 hours? Man, I bet you the niggas was like strapping shit up. They had bars. They had
chains. They didn't tell them that way. You know, they told, because if they would have said, Justin, you have 24 hours. Aaron Hernandez.
Oh, they might not even have showed up to work.
Aaron Hernandez will be here tomorrow.
My phone breaking up. My phone breaking up. I can't.
Oh, my
bad. We're going to need you to come in. Going to need you to bring your mace, the extra mace we got you.
Are you spraying your mace right now?
I'm coming down with something.
I just stepped in the hole
and broke my leg.
I just got hit in the eye with mace. Are you spraying in your eye right now? I'm not. My baby's
spraying.
Oh, shit,
a dog is attacking me.
Hey, we just bought you two new double D batteries, for your flashlight. You know, you need to,
we made sure you got Duracell extra strong. Yeah,
two D batteries.
Energize the bunny.
Yeah, with the D+ batteries.
I just remembered I never liked this job.
we made sure your flashlight is actually made out of metal this time.
I could not wait till that Wednesday when he did get arrested or whatever it was. And people start making that first call back in like, hey, I'm feeling better. If y'all need me, I know y'all probably still, you know, I was a little under the weather.
I got my doctor's note.
I got my paperwork. The chiropractor got my back in line.
You think I won't go ahead and just go to the emergency room? You think it's worth that $400 bill you about to get?
Ain't that the truth?
To go ahead and go to the emergency room that morning.
And had him write you paperwork.
So Rolling Stone wrote a very, very long article about Aaron Hernandez and the NFL. I can't read all this shit. It was really just too long, and I don't have the fucking patience.
I think I use all those words.
But the gist of it was he was on, like, angel dust, and he was paranoid, according to this. The guy speculates that he might still get away with this because everything is kind of circumstantial. And it's going to be hard for a jury to convict him beyond a reasonable doubt because they don't have a murder weapon. They don't actually have film of him actually killing the person, I guess. They supposedly don't have witnesses, although I'm not sure how true that is because I know a couple of his boys like rolled over right away. So I don't know what's going to happen. I just know that, it's going to be insane, man.
You think anybody got to their families and they now recanting their statement?
I don't know. I don't see. The thing is with Aaron Hernandez is, and this might be not popular opinion, but he doesn't seem like a kingpin to me because he don't have people to do his shit. You know what I mean? Like kingpins, right? They always send someone else that does the shit. And that's why you get scared because you like, oh, no. I'm not going to fuck you up. So if I'm not around, you still got to watch your back.
But I think he enjoys the action of doing it himself. I think he could get people to do it, but he enjoys it himself just the same.
See, yeah, I just don't, I don't know. I would need to, maybe if I read this article, it'll be in there, but I need more, I would need more proof that he has people. Cause a dude that catches three bodies in front of witnesses who never lift a finger.
Like a boss. They looking at him commit the crime.
Yeah, it just seems so stupid. Like, you would make them, like, even when I watched Snapped, the women make the accomplice do something where it's like, now you stab him a little bit. And it's like, all right, I'm stabbing him too. It's like, all right, cool.
I want to stab him.
Right. But I didn't have any problem with him. Just stab him. Okay, I'll stab him. You know, like, they make you do something so you can't, like, get, so you can't just, like, go to the police and be like, this motherfucker stabbing people. He didn't even do that. Like, I don't know. Maybe he got people, maybe he don't. But what he doesn't have is, apparently a murder weapon.
And money for the New England Patriots.
And $82,000 that he could use for his defense. What if that's what make people roll on him?
No!
His boy's like, I thought you was gonna pay for my lawyer, man. Well, I'm waiting on my $82,000 bonus. You know what, man? Fuck it. I ain't gotta go to jail for your ass anyway.
Well, I'm sure they'll find that gun that's in the woods.
Yeah, McAvick showed you that. Don't pay for your boy's defense.
Yep. So, I don't know, man. I had to read that whole article maybe next week, cause I just got that article like right before we went on the air, and it's way too long. There was a couple that had sex on the soccer field.
Oh snap.
Yeah.
All out in the open.
Congrats to them.
On the field. Yeah. They waited till the game was over.
And everybody left. I'm assuming everybody left.
With her. No, it was two. It was a couple.
No, it was a couple. I mean, you said they went after the game. I was like, well, there are people still in the stands when this actually was happening.
Everybody left. Bromby and Randers played to a goalless draw on Sunday in Denmark's top league, but that doesn't mean no one scored. After the final whistle, two fans waited for everyone to leave the stadium before sneaking down to just outside the center circle. And they should have waited just a little bit longer because club employees were still in the building and took notice.
Oh, Lord.
Bromby's press officer tweeted about it. Rough translation. Great match, but crestfallen over the 0-0 and many blown chances. But people who, after the game, banged in the center circle helped the mood.
Ah!
He then fetched security, who interrupted the couple and kicked them out of the stadium. No word on whether the man was able to get off a bluter in time. I guess bluter must mean cum shot. But, yeah, I just thought that was interesting. Speaking of interesting, you know, back in his day, players didn't make what they do now.
Oh, apparently not.
And I'm sorry to hear that. Scottie Pippen, remember we talked about he got accused of assault?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's getting, the judge, they thrown it out because they can't determine who started what. But we didn't know what happened to make him fight some fan. So we actually didn't talk about it long because I was like, well, who knows what happened, right? He's saying he got called the N-word and spit on by an autograph seeker before an altercation that ended with the man going to the hospital.
Ah!
And this is where I hate the fan type of mentality that a lot of sports fans have.
Not on these players.
Yeah, they really think...
They are not your property.
It's like they think they're animals in an exhibit. And that if you see a dude eating his food with his wife or fiance or some shit, you could just walk over and be like, sign this autograph.
Look, honey, there's an NBA player in the wild. Let's go pet it.
Look at his natural habitat. He's using chopsticks. So the former Chicago Bulls standout visited a sheriff's station voluntarily after he was named a suspect in a Sunday evening altercation in Nobu, a trendy beachside eatery. Investigators said a violent argument broke out after an autograph seeker took photos of Pippen, 47 years old, and his family. The unidentified man was later taken to a hospital with a head injury, investigators said. But a source said Pippen was the real victim. The fans started to tussle, spit on the ex-athlete, and screamed the N-word at him, adding that Pippen was holding his 4-year-old daughter at the time. Dude. Woo.
What's worse?
What's worse? What do you mean?
The fact that you got your ass whooped by somebody you called a nigga, or the fact that he had the earring on while he did it.
Right. I like his mugshot. He's
and
like,
he said he had his daughter. Do you think he whipped his ass holding your daughter in his hands? And yeah. Okay, take your baby back now.
Can you imagine you're out to dinner with your wife, your four kids, and your mother-in-law, and someone calls you a nigger and starts to get physical? The source said, calling the alleged victim story a crock. When Scotty's left, this guy had no injury. Scotty is very upset about the way this has been portrayed. Several witnesses described the fan as intoxicated. So that's another thing people do now. It's like, I was drunk. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. You racist dick. People trying to say that shit about Riley Cooper.
Yep. People federalize. Your ass being drunk does not excuse your actions. I don't care if you remember. It doesn't excuse your actions.
Here's the thing. You're drunk. Everybody else isn't.
That's right.
Stop. Like, I love when people use it. I was drunk. Well, everyone else was sober. And we remember you being a dick.
Yep.
Investigators were interviewing witnesses Monday and had not decided whether to charge Pippen with assault with intent to cause bodily harm. He was released after an hour of questioning. Pippen's lawyer, Mark Garagos, was mulling a counterclaim against the autograph seeker for assault, making a false police report. The Arkansas Ball who cares about this Hall of Fame shit? But, yeah, it was thrown out, so that's good for him, man. I would fuck somebody up so bad for some shit like that. And then, like, are you really a fan of somebody if you go, hey, sign this autograph? No. You niggas, spit on your face.
No,
like,
you
what kind
you
of fan is that?
You don't. You're not really a fan. And I don't know. It's just one of those things where you don't respect that person's time and all that shit. You, like you say, you look at them like a piece of furniture. You said no, fuck you.
Right. I didn't understand the context. I was listening to Negroes in Paris and couldn't help myself.
It ain't the same.
Speaking of not ever being the same again.
Uh-oh.
T-Mac is retiring, guys. It's official. He was so close winning a ring. But at the end of the day, all he wanted was out of that first round.
I was going to say, actually going deep in the playoffs was too much for him.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't handle it.
He said, they still got games after this? And yeah. Tim Duncan was like, yeah, man, we got to keep going.
We got a month worth of games. What are you talking about, dog?
He's like, we trying to win these games. He's like, why we keep playing, though? Because we keep winning. But then they play after that? Yeah, man. So, wait, hold up. If you play in the first round. So that's why they call it the first round. Because it's another one.
That's right.
Well, shit.
That's good, boy. I'm glad you finally figured this out.
I can't do this too much.
Like, well, what about our summer?
Yeah. He's like, what about the vacation? I had a room booked for the beginning of June. Yeah, well, we're going to probably be in the finals, so we'll probably be playing until the middle of June.
You have to cancel the rooms. Get your money back, sir.
The finals? The fuck is some finals? It's like,
I've never made it there before. That's a magical place they keep telling me
it
about.
Was like, yeah, he really was angry. He lost his he lost his vacation time.
Yeah. Yeah, he couldn't get his down payment back.
It's like the finals, man. That's, you know, on ABC. They show basketball on ABC? When they do that? You know, after the in the postseason. I'll be damned. I ain't never played on no ABC before, man. I don't know about this shit. I think I'm gonna have to retire.
Cause like we're gonna be on TV every game.
every game. and people gonna watch. Yeah, man. ESPN and ABC during the middle of the day. No, prime time, like 8 o'clock. Shit. This must be what Vince. I didn't believe Vince. Vince kept telling me about this shit. I said, man, you full of shit, Vince Carter. But I guess he was right. Speaking of being right, Allen Iverson is officially ready to retire, guys. Hanging him up. And I feel like we can't talk about these two dudes retiring without, let me get your favorite T-Mac or Allen Iverson memory, guys. Okay, I'll go around the room first to you, Justin. What is your favorite T-Mac or Allen Iverson memory that you have from their career or off the field?
Mine is would be in his early career when he was playing in Toronto.
Mm.
And he said, my own cousin won't hang out with me.
What? Why did he say that?
Well, you know, him and Vince was on the same team.
Oh.
It's like
first, you're talking about T-Mac.
Yeah,
okay.
His first 2 years in Toronto. And he was like, yo, well, we sure, you know, you're adjusting well. You're liking it hanging out with your own cousin. That has to be great for you.
Yeah.
He was like, actually, you know, I spend a lot of time in my room. Vince didn't really spend any time.
I do remember that. Yeah, because I remember being like, they cousins?
Yep. And he then that's when he was like, I want to be traded.
Yep. He started bawling. Vince was acting like a biatch about
right.
it.
Right.
And I was like, I'm out.
And that's my favorite moment of him. Like your own family is like, fuck you.
Well, what about you, Karen? You got any memorable moment from Al Iverson or T-Mac's career that you want to talk about?
Yeah, my favorite thing is practice.
Oh, yeah, the practice.
Yeah.
I think I have that clip here. I'll play it.
That's my favorite thing ever.
It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. We sitting here, I supposed to be the franchise player, and we in here talking about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. Not a game. We talking about practice. Not a game. Not the game that I go out there and die for and play every game like it's my last. Not the game. We talking about practice, man. I mean, how silly is that, man? We talking about practice. I know I'm supposed to be there. I know I'm supposed to lead by example. I know that. And I'm not shoving it aside, you know, like it don't mean anything. I know it's important. I do. I honestly do. But we talking about practice, man. What are we talking about? Practice? We talking about practice, man. We talking about practice. We talking about practice. We ain't talking about the game. We talking about practice, man. When you come in the arena and you see me play, don't you?
Absolutely.
You see me give everything I got, right?
Absolutely.
But we talking about practice right now.
But it's an issue that you're
we talking about practice. Man, I hear you. It's funny to me too. It's strange to me too. But we talking about practice, man. We're not even talking about the game, the actual game, when it matters. We talking about practice.
Alan, is it possible though that from where he's coming from, if you practiced, not you would be better, but your teammates would be better.
How the hell can I make my teammates better by practicing?
That's my favorite part, by the way. Because I agree. Like, how am I supposed to make you better? People put way too much emphasis on the idea that you can make somebody else better through your practice. Yeah. Like,
and your work ethic.
Like, nigga, you work hard on your shit. Like, I understand what the bigger point is, but I always just thought that is a very underrated part of that rant is the end.
You know, I got two favorite Iverson moments.
Yeah. All right. But before you do that, I got to play the remix, dog. Have y'all ever heard the remix of the practice song?
Oh, no.
No.
Hold on. Let me make sure it's the right one.
You heard it here first.
This is my shit, dog.
This is when balls get deep.
I thought everybody had heard this, honestly, but...
We sitting in here, I supposed to be a franchise player, and we in here talking about practice. We sitting in here,
oh,
I supposed
Lord.
To be a franchise player, and we in here talking about practice. We sitting in here,
ain't got no
I supposed
beat.
To be a franchise player, and we in here talking about practice. We sitting in here, I supposed to be a franchise player, and we in here talking about practice. How the hell can I make my teammates better by practice? Not a game, not a game. Can I make my teammates better by practice?
In my opinion, that's a disgraceful performance. What's that? The playoffs.
Anybody tell you that I missed practice? I might have missed one practice this year. Not the game that I go out there and die for and play every game like it's my last.
I don't care. What's that? Who you play? That was a disgraceful performance.
I don't know why they threw Jim Moore in here, but it's good. Denny Green with that they are who we thought they were.
Yeah.
And we let them off the hook. One of my favorite press conferences.
What are we talking about?
about is easy to sum it up. We talking about practice, peace in the air.
I'm supposed to be playing franchise player. We're here talking about practice,
peace in the air. I'm supposed to be franchise player. We're in here talking about practice, peace in the air. I'm supposed to be franchise player. We're in here talking about practice. How the hell can I make my teammates better by practice?
All right. It goes on for like two more minutes. Yeah,
that's probably
I love
the first
it.
Time too you heard somebody be like, "I'm the franchise player."
Yeah, I just love it, man. I love me some AI. That rant is my favorite. Go ahead, Justin. You got two more you wanted to say?
Yeah, for a lot of y'all, the most recent memory is him exhibiting whole control over his wife.
You talking about when he supposedly kicked out the house naked? That part?
Yep.
He pulled that gun out on him. Well, according to, what the aftermath of that, supposedly that was all bullshit. Like, he never did that. Like, he never kicked her out the house. He never, like, his, cousin or her cousin who, I don't know why people make a big deal out of the fact he was gay, but her cousin was the one who made that lie up, and that just never happened. Now, obviously, you could just say that, that is his, that he's just faking it. So, like that was his whole control was that person took it back. But, person was trying to sue him, like extort him for money by fucking up his, fucking up his shit.
Yeah. And he pulled out them guns. And then the next thing, everybody else was like, wait, no, this ain't true. Even his wife was like, no, that never happened. But
yeah.
It's just odd, more than one person saw his wife outside naked.
I don't know how many witnesses it were. I really think I don't remember. It's been a long time ago, but I just know everybody did retract it. So you're right. Maybe it was just whole control. Even if it wasn't whole control, it counts as whole control because somebody was lying. Yep. It just started off, even if he didn't do it, and then he got that under control. So,
and the other was him exhibiting whole control when he started that riot in the bowling alley.
Mm-hmm. How was that exhibiting whole control?
I don't remember. Alley.
Yeah, when he was in high school, Karen.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Because he got off.
But what that got to do with hoes, though?
I'm sure it was over a hoe.
Oh, okay.
He in Virginia.
See, I feel like if you fight somebody over a woman, that's like the least amount of hoe control you can have.
Yeah, I feel like somebody provoked him. Like, they was like, man, that's a fine bitch you got there.
Oh, okay.
Like, I want her. And then Iverson went throwing chairs and everything else.
Or maybe they
bowling
just
balls.
They just attacked him because he had sex with their girl or something.
Yep.
Or something jealous. Like, okay, yeah, all right.
And he got off. He started a riot and got off. I was cool with him ever since.
My favorite Allen Iverson moments are, number one, stepping over Tyronn Lue after they beat the Lakers.
Yeah, that was a nice moment.
It was around that season, maybe the season before, I really hated Allen Iverson because I hate the way he played. Like, I was like, dude, passed the fucking ball. I don't get it. You're not a fucking shooting guard and you shoot too much. Like, I hate per volume scores. Those dudes that just like, I'm getting 40 shots. Y'all niggas get some rebounds. I don't like playing with them. I don't want them on my team. And he was having a bad influence because little short niggas were growing cornrows and going to the court and shooting too much.
Yep.
And still doing it.
Not as good as he is.
Right. It was fucking up. Yeah, it's fucking up everything. So, that was like, but I remember that it was like either that year or the year before or something. I finally saw him in a live basketball game and I just got it. Like,
yeah, he's really quick.
It clicked how hard he works. Not just his speed, but just like, God damn, this dude working hard as shit. Like, he's first one up the court, first one back. He's going for every steal. He's getting slammed. Like, even the shots that he doesn't make, he get knocked to the ground because he weighs 140 pounds. And you just start having like some type of respect for the dude at that moment. I don't know how you can see him in person and not go, yo, man, I respect the fuck out of that dude. Hey. Like, I don't think he plays the smartest, but nigga, he plays the hardest.
Yeah, and that's what them other people don't do. They just think it's about the shooting volume and all that stuff, but they don't really realize the other things that go behind it.
Yeah, and I get why people don't like him, because I used to not like him. That Tyronn Lue, like, hit that crucial jumper, step over the guy who was supposed to be the Iverson stopper.
Looked at him, too.
Look at him, right, and then go up the court like, nigga, please. I was like, yo, that shit is legendary. And the Lakers at that point had not lost in the playoffs that year.
Didn't he take them to like six games?
Yeah, they went six, man. And honestly, man, I thought the Lakers was going to sweep them. Because the Lakers looked unstoppable that year. And Iverson willed a team to two wins.
A terrible team.
Let me back up. I don't think his teams were terrible. Not the ones that went that far.
No.
I think that is something that, it's one of the things I always fought about, and it always made me be like, Allen Iverson is a little overrated. Because people acted like having the sixth man of the year, the defensive player of the year, were just like givens. Like, oh, y'all niggas suck. It's like, no, Aaron McKee, one of the best scorers in the league, that coming matters off the bench, and he's won sixth man of the year. You also had the defensive player of the year with Mutombo. George Lynch won something that year.
Yeah, it just came from college.
I think. I don't know what George Lynch won, but he won something. And I was like, yeah, you know, you gotta listen. I mean, I'm not saying the team was great, but I've seen shit. The team that LeBron got swept with was sorrier than that Sixers team.
Yes, sir.
But he had a six man on that team too.
Who? Boobie Gibson wasn't six man of the year.
I thought he won it. I thought that was the year he was in the
running. I don't think so. That was what was funny about Boobie Gibson was that them niggas didn't even start him, in the playoffs. And he didn't start playing until they played the Spurs. So good job, Mike Brown. But, I just think that, I've seen sorrier teams, but it doesn't matter. I still have tremendous respect for AI and, you know, they got a couple wins against the Lakers that nobody thought they were going to get. So props to that dude. The second memory is the motherfucking, commercial, dog. That damn Jada Kiss rap commercial. The one where he does the reverse crossover spin backwards shit.
I wasn't listening to rap music back then, sir.
But it was a commercial though.
Oh
yeah. Karen, what were we going to say?
Go ahead. And
I would turn it when that noise would come on.
Oh, okay. What are you gonna say,
and
Ken?
I think another one of my favorite AI commercials is when he crossed Jordan over.
Oh, the Jordan crossover. Can't forget that moment.
Yeah, like for me, back then, you know, Jordan was the man because he was still playing with Chicago.
It was better than Jordan right then.
At that moment. Because it was one of those things where Jordan was kind of known for stopping people and shutting people down. And AI literally crossed him over, and everybody lost their motherfucking minds. Twitter wasn't invented back then, but it probably would have burnt down at that period.
He shouldn't have been checking Iverson.
No, he shouldn't.
I swear it was off of pick and roll shit. And the thing is, I was such a Jordan stan at the moment. I was in denial like a motherfucking dog. I was like, he ain't crossed that nigga. Nigga, what you talking about? Everybody can do that little bullshit, nigga. It just, all they hear was bop bop. Everybody hit the bop bop, nigga. I hit the bop bop on you right now. That shit don't mean nothing. Nigga, that nigga crossed Jordan.
Switch back. That's all you gotta yell out is switch.
Yeah. MJ definitely reached in for that steal. And he didn't fall or anything like that, but you could just see that he got froze for a second, like, God damn, I didn't get that steal. And before he could do anything, whap in the face with the J.
Yeah, that's when you finish with the shot.
Yeah. So, oh yeah, AI was disrespectful with that cross, dude.
Yes, he was.
You get your ass in that 101.
And I hate it for people who never got to see him live, but seeing him live, you're like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, man.
We just think, man, we're part of a generation that's been able to see Magic Bird, Jordan, Kobe, LeBron, AI, Grant Hill. I still think Grant Hill was nice, even though, you know, he had the injuries and all that. The Ball Don't Lie, Sheed.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, Shaq. Just a lot of greats that other people just would not appreciate.
Yeah, and the thing about the players we seen, we actually got film on them. Like, some of the players, other people like, nigga, ain't no films on this. You know, I can't go see this shit in black and white. But a lot of the players we seen, you can literally go back in archives and see it for yourself.
Yeah, well, like I said, man, AI, I'll never forget him, dude. One of the best, man, like one of my favorite players to watch, period, man. So I'm gonna miss him. For T-Mac, of course, favorite memory gotta be when that nigga said feels good to be out the first round. Cause they were up like 3-2 or 2-1
to the Bobcats. Not the Bobcats, the Hornets years ago.
No. He said this, about the Pistons.
Okay.
And they proceeded to lose that fucking, that playoff series.
And the same thing to the Hornets. They was actually literally up on the Hornets, and the Hornets came out and won that series.
Those are my favorite memories of him.
He said it about the Bucks.
Yeah. He said about the Bucks too. Damn.
Big dog Glenn Robinson.
Yeah. Several teams.
And Ray Allen was on that team. It was Big Dog.
Maybe it was the Bucks and not the Pistons. I just remember he said some, yeah, you're right. I think it was the Bucks, but he was like, they were like up 3-2 or 2-1. I can't remember if the series went 5 or went 7. But they were like, how does it feel? You know, he's like, man, it just feels good to be out the first round. And I was like, what? You saying it's over? He's like, yep. And then I remember game 7, that nigga just walking to the locker room, not talking to no press. Like, I'm like, okay, T-Mac, try to put it on everybody else. On the low, the Suns and the Bucks made a trade.
Okay.
I was not paying attention. Caron Butler, is going from the Suns to the Milwaukee Bucks. He's from Wisconsin.
I didn't know he was with the Suns.
Mm-hmm. For point guard Ish Smith and Slava Kratsoff. So they got Caron Butler 7 weeks ago and they already traded him. So,
you know, the thing about Caron is when he's on the team, people are like, oh, Caron, nice. He got that jumper. He played good D. But why is it nobody wants him more than two years?
Yeah.
Is he an asshole on the low?
There's something going on.
Maybe it's because he's been to prison.
Possibility. You never
know. Everybody's scared. That prison time when he was young might have, you know, people, they talk a good story, then you know what they say. Felons can't keep a job. Antoine Jameson got a one year deal for the veteran minimum at the Los Angeles Clippers. Clippers stacking, man.
Man, I seen Jameson play for the Lakers last season. Good luck with that.
Right. Yeah, he just didn't want to move. What the fuck is going on in Russia? They really are like, we got the Olympics here, but we hate gay people. So if you gay, stay in the closet.
Why would they even vote to put the Olympics in a place like that then?
I don't know.
Maybe they didn't have a choice. Maybe he told them the Olympics are going to be here.
Putin sent some people to meet the IOC. He's like, it's going to be here in 2014, 2018, and 2022. Yep. I'll let you guys know about 26.
They didn't have a choice.
He's like, your family or to have the Olympics in Russia.
Oh, Lord.
But yeah, so you gotta, if you gay, keep it on the low. No dick sucking in Russia. former Bengals linebacker Reggie Williams hoping to avoid amputation after 24 surgeries on his mangled right knee.
Shit.
Yeah, his knee is all fucked up.
Yes, it is. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. 24 surgeries. This is why I love to hear fans talk about how soft these football players are, how dudes need to man up, walk it off, and if I got paid, why do they need to get paid so much? What do they do? Does your job make your knee like a fucking grapefruit ever?
Ain't that the man, truth?
Who did that first surgery, and can he get his money back?
Right, yeah.
Because he's going to need it.
Well, I wonder if it's had anything to do with that MRSA outbreak they had a while back, and I think that was either the Bengals or Cleveland, where all these players were getting, like, infected. And it was fucking everything up. He hasn't had a meal at home in more than 2 years because he can't be on his feet very long to cook. His house during the summer is between 85 and 90 degrees because he can't use air conditioning or his knee feels worse.
Shit.
He has had the surgeries, the first coming in 1979, knee replacements and multiple infections. In 2008, he was diagnosed with bone infection, osteomyelitis. Okay. Which was not identified for 2 years, that have left his right leg 2.2 and 5/8 inches shorter than the other.
Shit.
So he has no insurance.
He played 13 years in the league, no insurance.
Mm-hmm. Oh, insurance is not going to cover you. Like insurance companies will tell you you're too expensive. Like, they won't cover you.
Well, I thought the league, it was automatic, like, after you played a certain amount of years in the league.
It wasn't.
The, veterans.
It wasn't like that always.
Nope.
And once you're, like, I think that's fairly new that they started that.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, you're uninsurable anywhere else anyway. So, I guess he played from 1976 to 1989, and had 24 surgeries. But, you know, in good news, the league did settle their lawsuit with retired players, and some players will be able to get up to $5 million. There's 4,500 retired players who brought a class action suit against the NFL for permanent brain injuries that suffered on the field, and they agreed to a $765 million settlement on Thursday. So, you know, that's good. These dudes will get something.
Yeah, and the biggest reason why is because they'd rather spend millions versus billions that they would have won. I mean, they would have paid if people would have sued them and won.
Well, I actually was shocked that it wasn't more. I expected them to get $1 or $2 billion.
Yeah, that's why I say million. I was like, that's all?
But I'm happy they won and got something. I would just would have liked for it to have been more.
Yeah.
You always want more for the players, especially when you know
owners
they have it to give, they just choose not to a majority of the time. So I always like to see the players win. I'm for players. I don't know who these people are that always want they boss to always have the best and they get the worst.
The thing that frustrates me is that people apply this to players, but they won't apply this to their real lives.
Yeah.
Like, in your real life, would you really be, you know, fuck the workers, as far as you're concerned of your job? You're not going to be like that. You're going to be like, pay me the most money. I want to be overpaid. I want bonuses. I want all this shit. But yet, because it's not you, and you feel like because the billion, it's different between billions and thousands of dollars, that it makes a difference and it strips the people of their humanity, and it does not.
Yeah, I'll just say, I just think that, you know, this dude needs to stop being a bitch and man up, dog. Just walk it off.
Man up.
Walk it off. It's just knee.
Don't you mean crit walk it off? His legs ain't the same.
Yeah. Come on, bruh. Get it together. Tough it up. I'm behind my cubicle telling you to not be a bitch. Make sure you're ready for my fantasy team. Like, I don't know. But yeah, that's a crazy heartbreaking story. Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, talking about knees in the NFL, the NFL is now studying hits to the knees.
Yes.
Let me just tell y'all something, man. Listen, I'm not sure if people understand what's going on here. Okay, first, there was concussions. Everybody's worried about hits to the brain. So the NFL was like, we'll study it. It took 30 million years. And then they said, if you hit somebody in the brain a lot, it's not good. And everybody's like, what? It ain't good. And I was like, that's right. Hitting people in the brain is not good for the body. So they changed the rules, say, hey, hit people lower, hit them like dead center, hit them low. And now, since another player got hurt dramatically, people are like, okay, we need to study hits to the knees. Hits to the knees, y'all.
It'll take 1,500 years, and then they'll be doing
Let me tell you something. It's not good. It's not good.
Shit, it's not good. Also, let me tell you this.
It's not good to hit people, period. There's no good way to hit a motherfucker.
Going full speed.
It's the nature of what y'all do. You know what I'm saying? Now, honestly, I can only justify at the NFL level watching it because I feel like those dudes are making money.
Yep.
And if they want to sacrifice their knee to make $1 million, hey, good on you, because I would not do that shit.
But that's one reason why I don't watch college, because I don't want to see motherfuckers get injured for free.
Yeah, it's always increasingly difficult for me to watch college. Like, mm-hmm. I can never stay into a season, because the first time I see a motherfucker walking off the field with a crutch, I'm like, see, man, this dude might never get back on the field. Yep. Like, what's gonna happen in his future now?
That's how I start thinking. So, like I said,
so why now are they studying knees? Because didn't they study knees when they outlawed that particular blocking that was fucking up people's knees then?
Yeah, what was, like, why did they need a study? Did they not study it then, or was it just that looks bad, stop?
You know,
chop blocking?
Yeah, chop blocking.
I think A, it looks bad. I think B, it's funny because football is such a violent, violent sport. And so many people watch it that you have people watching it that are, I don't want to say anti-violent, but they don't want to see as much violence in the sports, but that's very unrealistic.
Right.
And I think the NFL wanted to, quote unquote, stay ahead of this. Oh, knee got fucked up, let's study. Oh, this got fucked up, let's study. Because they don't want to have to pay millions of dollars again in a class action lawsuit where they can say we've been studying this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ironically, I love watching football to see all the violence.
Yeah, so I can't. Oh, when a knee bends the wrong way, mwah.
So yeah,
it's like hurt. Like sometimes I just wish they would like mess the dude's knee up and then stand him up again, and another dude hit his knee till it just fall off.
No, I don't want to watch that.
I'm just trying to help Justin out, Karen. This is Yes and Comedy.
Okay, I was like, that don't make no sense.
Nah, I don't know. It's a delicate line because honestly, man, when I see a dude get the shit knocked out of him, sometimes I'm like, oh shit, that's what I watch the sport for. And I can't lie.
See, I stand up and applause whenever I see somebody get knocked out.
That's what I'm saying. I can't lie. Like when I see a dude, like there was, the 49ers were playing against like the Seahawks, and the way they was hitting these niggas over the middle, dude, I was like, this is insane.
Great game. That's what you like. That's a great game right there.
Yeah. And it's part of the game, but you're like, I think these dudes are just knocking years off their lives, and it's nothing, you know, it's not like they're not going to play the game by turning the camera off.
Because you know what, the average person ain't got to retire at 25 and 30 and 40.
Of course, man. I can't defend it. I find it indefensible. But it's part of the game and it's what they sell. And that's why people watch. So, but yeah, getting hit in the knees, apparently they need to study that to see if it's good or bad. But I got my money on bad. I feel like,
that's what your money is.
I feel like the smart bet is, the study will come back in a few years and say, you probably should not hit people in the knees.
Yep.
Of course we got to talk about the man. La 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 la. Hey Mamba. That's right, guys. Guess who is the most popular NBA player by the 2013 rookie class's opinion? Would you say LeBron James?
I mean, that's a good guess.
You'd be close.
Was he number two?
Would you say Kevin Garnett?
No.
I was thinking maybe Blake.
No.
What about Chris Paul?
No.
Top five.
Keep guessing. Kevin Durant.
Top five.
Dirk Nowitzki.
No.
Debo?
Okay. Other people that ever seen him? D-Wade was on the list. Steve Nash was on the list.
Dwight Howard?
Kawhi Leonard was on the list. No Dwight Howard.
Tony Parker?
Carmelo was on the list. Mm-hmm. Vince, no Tony Parker. No. Tim Duncan was on the list. Y'all named somebody earlier that I thought would be on the list that wasn't too. I can't remember who it was. But it doesn't matter what y'all think. Because we all know the number one name on that list is Kobe Bean Bryant.
Yeah, people love Kobe.
That's right.
Kobe system.
Yep.
The Black Mamba.
I wanna scream so loud
for you.
Yep.
Jumping
off of 40-foot tall diving boards into water with a recently repaired ACL.
Yeah, riding his bike in zero gravity.
Kobe Bryant. Okay, guys. So yeah, Kobe Bryant is, and it makes sense to me because when these guys are like 18, 19, 20. When these guys were in their formative years and they were thinking about playing basketball, who was the dude that they most wanted to be like?
Kobe.
It was Kobe. Mm-hmm. Winning them rings, leading the league in scoring, exhibiting excellent hold control. These are the things that kids look up to because they don't care about the petty jealousies that people have. And a lot of the jealousy from our generation comes from the fact that people love Michael Jordan so much. They don't have room in their heart to say Kobe Bryant is better than Michael Jordan right now.
True.
You know, when I like Kobe way before the puppet commercials.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Way before the puppet
I like Kobe as a rookie when everybody hated him for being like trying to be like Jordan. I was like, But I play ball with y'all, and every last one of y'all niggas be trying to do Jordan moves. Mm-hmm. When we be outside, he just the first nigga that can do them.
Yep. But let's be honest. When Jordan had some shoes out, some of his shoes came out. You'd be like, man, them shoes are ugly, y'all.
Right. That's true.
Never said that about Kobe shoes.
Never. Never.
Need the GOAT, y'all.
Exactly. If I saw him out and he was eating with his family, I wouldn't even ask him to sign an autograph.
Nope. Wouldn't spit on him.
Yep.
I wouldn't spit on
him. I respect him too much.
I would take a picture.
Yeah.
From a distance.
I think next week we'll probably do our NFL preview for the upcoming season. But I'm going to tell you right now, it's not going to be a typical preview. So if you're waiting on us to tell you like who going to win how many games and shit, that's not going to happen.
Not here on this sports show.
But I do want to go through each team and give my thoughts on what to look forward to in the upcoming season. So I think next Friday will be only one game will have been played, the Monday night football game that happens on Thursday. So, Justin, you game for that, man? A little NFL preview?
I'm cool. We're going to do each team or you're going to do conference?
We're going to go through each team. Okay. And we're going to talk about like what we expect from that team in the upcoming season. You know, like maybe, and I'm not talking about wins and losses, just predictions.
Don't drop any spoilers.
Yeah, news. You know, I'm not going to say, I got some thoughts going though, okay? So, we'll see you guys next week. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to the Premium Balls Deep. Thank you, Justin. And thank you, Karen.
You're welcome.
I always enjoy being here.
See you guys next week when we go Balls Deep again on the NFL. Peace.